He's coming along, and I'm sure that if he stays on schedule, he'll start to do some things once we resume. I have no idea. We'll have to wait and see. He's having it, as we speak. I don't know the total picture on that.
How is Brandon doing?
He's doing all right, but there's some things that they're trying to get under control that he feels pretty good, but there's still a little work to do there.
Tom, what are the things that have gone in this year with the CBA and the short training camp and things like that? Has this been a more difficult year to be a coach?
Oh, no. There's a lot of things that have had to be adjusted to, but once it starts, you know. So you just go from there. Do you get the same benefit from a jog through in a practice that you do from two practices? I don't think so, you know. But that's my opinion.
Tom, are you curious to see what Prince is able to do on a football field? You've only seen him really for a day and a half.
I am. Yeah.
Tom, every year brings different circumstances. Is the bye at this particular time good for this team at this point?
You do. The bye is like anything else in this business. It's there. Whether it's whatever your thoughts are after game three, it's there. Game six, it's there. Game eight, it's there. You know, the ideal time for everyone is absolutely midpoint of the season. But, you know, you take it when it's there and you do the best you can with it.
Tom, you could have had him work an extra day tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm. I could have. Right. I just feel like it's, you know, we got organized. We got a chance to look at the film. We did some field work. We talked about what the plan is. So I think we're good.
Do you yourself take time off, or are you in office every day?
We'll be here. I don't know that I'm surprised at anything.
Talked about things that Brandon needed to work on. Does that mean he'll be here for treatment, or will he?
Well, he'll be treated. That no matter where, whatever the arrangement is, whatever his plan is, those that are injured and in the training room, their treatment will continue no matter what the site is. So if he travels, he'll be treated wherever he is, and the arrangements are made by our medical staff.
Tom, I forgot to ask you yesterday on the challenge on the Manningham play.
Mm-hmm.
You said you knew that you weren't going to win that challenge.
I had a good idea.
What was the thought process, though, behind throwing the play getting
in? I told you. I said that the very first day. The idea was the ball was in the end zone. The ball was on his stomach while his back was laying in the floor of the end zone. At that point in time, he had control of it. Upstairs, they were, is it, isn't it? And you know, why would I let a play like that go by without perhaps maybe something from, maybe they don't have as many camera angles. Maybe there's something that they see that, you know, there's been three or four of these plays where there has to be some consistency established from a standpoint of getting it one way. You know, we saw one the other day on television that looked exactly like this one, and it was a touchdown. So I just felt that I did not want that to go by. If there was any chance at all that it would be overruled and it would be called a touchdown. I had all three. You know, I usually, there's reasons, sometimes there's a reason to challenge, even when you really don't have the full evidence or really don't believe you're going to win it. But you do it anyway at certain points in the game, and you may have an ulterior motive. And in this case, my motive was if there's any chance at all after a play like that the ball could be ruled a score, I certainly didn't want one of you guys coming to me after the game saying, you know, that was a catch, you know. So that's why.
Do you do those in hopes that maybe send a little message to the league, too, to pay notice?
Well, at that point in time, that's not what the idea was. But I think after the weekend, I'm certain that they're taking a hard look. And normally what they do is just verify that this was the rule, and this is the way all the calls should have been made, and I'm sure they will.
Tom, in general, do you address your team going into the bye week in terms of either a positive reinforcement or of things that need to be improved on when they come back?
We did all that this morning, and we have just a little bit more to go. The normals about be safe, take care of yourself, understand where we are, rest up, but keep your eye on the prize.